98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show, and it is your Coast Social Network. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local, organic, farm fresh. And on Wednesdays, we now speak with Lisa Cripps Downey from the Berrien Community Foundation, and I'm happy to welcome you here on Wednesdays every week to talk about what's going on at the foundation. And last week was a very busy week for all of you, because normally you hold a few events from time to time per year, but 2020's made that fairly interesting to do, and you guys made some pretty awesome strides in making an event that really does still work, and that is a drive-in event that happened last week for your annual meeting, which also had 85 cars in the Mendel Center parking lot, all to hear about the great things the Berrien Community Foundation has done, even in this very interesting year, in addition to some grant awards that you guys awarded. So, Lisa, what's been going on?
Oh, it was a fun and very odd evening. when we think about, oh, how are we going to do the annual meeting next year, I can tell you a drive-in movie never crossed my mind last year.
Yeah.
But 2020 has been the year to innovate. So we thought, hey, it's a great way to try and get people together and yet still stay safe. And wow, were we blessed with some wonderful weather. So we got a lot of our friends together. They got to either stay in their car or they had a little space outside of their car and were able to still hold an annual meeting. But instead of applause, they honked.
That's pretty neat. I like
that. Yeah, it was great.
And they probably did a lot of honking, because you handed out some awesome grant awards, three of them in particular that we want to cover today, which includes the first kickoff of the evening was the Alomar Nonprofit Sustainability Grant. Tell me about that.
That is a new grant award for the Berrien Community Foundation. It's in its second year. And this grant really focuses on the nonprofit and how the nonprofit is going to be able to be healthy and sustainable and take care of its employees. And this year, the Alomar grant, it's a $75,000 grant given over 3 years, so $25,000 a year. And it went to Neighbor by Neighbor. That's located in Harbor Country, and it's an organization that helps to serve people who are really looking for some basic needs assistance, and then they work with folks to get them on their feet and then help them to stay healthy.
That's a pretty cool organization, and there's
it is.
I'm sure there's some more details on what we're hearing about on your website as well, which is berriencommunity.org. And there's also a 2020 partnership grant that was awarded in conjunction with the foundation itself and the Frederick S. Upton Foundation partnering together to provide a $50,000 surprise grant to somebody. That's pretty cool. Tell me about that.
Okay. So every year we do a $50,000 grant for the Stephen E. Upton Love Your Community Grant. Well, this year there were some such fabulous applications, and the committee really got down to two, and they just couldn't choose. And both of them were so needed. And so we were able to, the Berrien Community Foundation partnered with the Frederick S. Upton Foundation and said, okay, this one time we're gonna make this happen. And so we were able to award the 2020 partnership grant to the Children's Advocacy Center of Southwest Michigan. And that was $50,000 to help create programming to enhance child abuse prevention program needs that are during the COVID-19 pandemic and beyond. But when you think about that, kids report abuse when they're away from the home, when they're at school. That's when they feel safe that they can do that. Well, in our current situation, there isn't as much opportunity for kids to do that. And so they needed to create some alternative programming that would allow for that education, prevention, and intervention. And this grant is going to allow the Children's Advocacy Center to do that.
And the other $50,000 that you mentioned from the Stephen E. Upton Love Your Community grant portion of the night went to where?
This was so exciting. The YMCA of Greater Michiana received the $50,000 Stephen E. Upton Love Your Community grant. They are doing an innovative look at childcare. It's for low and middle income families to provide quality daycare at an affordable cost. And this grant is going to help to really kick off that program.
And if folks want to find more information on not only the things we talked about today, but also anything that might also be out there in the community for them to help with, volunteer, be a part of, donate to, including things like the Coast Cares for Kids Fund, you've got more details if they call the office or visit your website, right?
Absolutely. You can visit our website at berriancommunity.org, or you can always give us a call at 269-983-3304, and I love to talk about the Community Foundation.
I bet you do, and I'm so glad that you have the opportunity to do this with us each week through the end of this year, at least here, where we're going to hear a lot more about how Berrien Community Foundation is continuing to help the community, especially now when things continue to be somewhat uncertain throughout 2020. So thanks again, Lisa. I appreciate you being here very much.
Thank you so much, Zach.
Yeah, no problem. It is the Coast Social Network. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.